The Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Mechaber states that B'layla HaRishon, on the first night, Madlik Echad, you light one candle, Mikan V'Elech Mosev Holich, we add an additional candle, B'chol Laila, for every night. We're all familiar with that. But then the Piskei Tshuvos asks some questions. Maybe on the first night, you're not going to make this mistake. But possibly as the nights continue, you may forget the correct night. And therefore, v'im tov, v'hidlik yoser neros b'mispar hayom. Let's say that you lit more candles than you were actually supposed to for that particular evening. Go on, for example, shehidlik b'layla echad shtei neros, which would be a pretty bad mistake. On the first night, you lit as though it was the second. Oh, b'layla sheni, you lit shlosh, you lit three candles on the second night. Of course, we're not including the shamash. So you lit more than you were supposed to. So there's actually an interesting dispute over here. There are those that say, including in the Shalos and Tshuvos Oel Moshe, Shelo Yotzi de Chovas Mahajin. You have not fulfilled the better way of performing this mitzvah. We know, as we've discussed, the bare minimal way of fulfilling this mitzvah is called Ner Isha Besa, which means it's possibly just light one candle on the fifth night. There could be 20 people in the house. If you light one candle every single night, you've fulfilled your mitzvah of Ner Isha Besa. But the better level is Mahadran by going more and more, which is the opinion of Beis Hillel, which we hold of. Now, since you lit more than you were supposed to, therefore you do not fall under this category of Mahadran. Kivan, since, what's the whole purpose of you lighting specific amount of candles on each night? Shasafas ner b'chol yom, the reason why you add an extra candle, Niskin was instituted and established shehein heker b'chol laila b'eze yom omdin. This way a person can look at the Chanukiah, the menorah, and say, oh, tonight's the fourth night, there's four candles, the fifth night, there's five candles. So you're able to figure that out by looking at the amount of flames. However, in this situation, k'shemosiv al mismar haneros ain heker. Once you've now gone against what the correct amount of candles there are, it's no longer recognizable what the correct night is. And therefore, because of this, you haven't gone above and beyond that stage of Ner Isha Besa. You have not fulfilled its mahadran. And therefore he says the Piskei Tshuvos, L'shita sam, according to their opinions, Sarech lichvos kol haneros, lahadlik shuv es hamisbar hanachon. If you lit too many candles, you should blow them all out, extinguish them all, and then relight them an additional time the correct way. Now, not everyone agrees to this. There's Shar HaPoskim, there are others such as the Chachma Shlomo, as well as others, that hold that Hiskimu Shibidiyaved Yotzah. Yotzi de Chavaso Gam Betoras Mahadran. By you lighting on night number three, four candles, for example, you have not only fulfilled the mitzvah of Ner Isha Besa, but even the better way, that of Mahadran. L'chein, therefore, he says, L'yichave ella es haner shehosit b'taos. It's not necessary for you to extinguish all the flames, just the extra one that you made by mistake. And he brings down, logically, why this is, in fact, the case. He says, Shemiyad shehidlik es hamisfor hanachon, kayim hamitzvah. It's interesting in this particular situation. Again, let's say it's the third night. There's four candles that are now burning. You lit too many. But before that, you had to light candle one, then two, then three. So at that moment, you actually did the proper amount for even maybe a split second. So therefore, Eich yivatel hadlokas od ner es mashkfar hidli kahogan. You already lit correctly, at least for a split second. Thereafter, you lit an extra candle more than you were supposed to. So how come, once you fulfilled it, Mahadran, you did it the proper way, then all you did was add an extra candle, it's illogical to say that you have not fulfilled the mitzvah Mahadran. And he then quotes the words of the Ramah that says that according to Ashkenazic Jewry, in which they light not just one Chanukiah, but a menorah for each person in the household, that the Ramah warns us that Yizharu, we should be cautious, leiting kol echad haneros b'mokam yuchad, that we should make sure that the candles are all separate, if there's more than one person lighting. She heker b'mispar haneros. Therefore, it's recognizable what night it is. Because again, if let's say it's the second night of Hanukkah, there's four people lighting, and let's say there's no Hanukkah, they just have candles, for some people, if they're all bunched together, it may have the perception of the eighth night, or maybe four and four. Maybe it's not that there was four people that lit, and that's the second night of Hanukkah. That's what the Rama warns us. The Mechaber doesn't warn us of that, because the Mechaber holds that only one person lights the menorah, so that's not an issue at all. But he brings down as follows, that according to the words of the Rama, that the whole issue of lighting the Chanukiah, the menorah, very close, is that maybe people will then not recognize the right night. He says, if it's true that im kambane bias hidliku, echad samach l'sheni, that you have a couple of people that in fact went against the words and the warning of the Rama, and they lit candles close to one another, the ein heker b'mismar haneros, and it's not recognizable what day it is, yotzei dechavaso, you've also fulfilled your obligation. The whole problem of having it recognizable is not something which is 100% a necessity. And therefore, according to this opinion, again, it's not necessary for you to extinguish all these candles, only the one that is extra. And he says, "Veneer it appears to im abrachatsi shah, that let's say this is only if you caught your mistake within the first 30 minutes. After the 30 minutes have already gone by, in which is the time you've actually fulfilled the mitzvah, yadlik shuv mispar neros hanochun l'laylazu b'li bracha." He says you should not say a bracha, but since the 30 minutes have gone by and the amount that were lit was too many, you should actually relight, even according to this opinion, to fulfill the obligation of those who say you have not fulfilled your obligation. And therefore, again, in the event that it's been within the first 30 minutes, this opinion holds, just extinguish that one that you made a mistake. However, if the 30 minutes have gone by, then you should relight without a bracha. Now that is in the event that you lit too many candles. Of course, you can imagine the same question can be asked the other way around. And this is exactly what's brought down in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says in the name of the Aruch HaSayim, Mi Sheberach, a person who said the bracha on the menorah, the Hidlik Ner Echad, and they lit one candle, which was terrific. The problem was, it was Belaila Shnia, who was on the second night. So in this situation, it was the opposite. You lit less than you were supposed to. So it's brought down that this individual, Yadlik Od Ner Achas Vlo Yevarech. It's not necessary at this point for you to say a second bracha. Because after all, you did technically fulfill your mitzvah of Ner Yishuveso by lighting one candle. Now that you caught the mistake, and you now realize it's the second night, and you should have lit two candles, so you light a second candle, but a second bracha is not necessary. And he quotes the words of the Prima Gadim that says, Yafilu, Lohoya Dainto Mitchila, Rakal Ner Achas. Let's say you really, really thought that it was the first night, and therefore you never had intentions of lighting two candles. Biachar Kach Nizdamelo Od Ner, Gam Kinu Yavarech. You still would not say a second bracha, ki medina ein chiyuv rak ner achas v'asher mishum hidur. The person still fulfills the obligation by one candle, and the rest is because of hidur. Furthermore, he says, based on the concept of suffik brachos lahakel, in a situation where we're not sure of whether or not a person should say a second bracha, we always say, do not. We do not want you to say a bracha unless it's levatol. Exactly. Amnam, he says, al kolpanim yesh ma'od li zahir lo lichanes l'safik zeh. A person should try their very best not to get into such a doubt of lighting too many candles or too little candles. Amnam, duh, but you should know. She'im shachach, what if you forgot completely, not to light, but you lit, v'lo berach klal, but you forgot to say the bracha. Well, how could you forget to say the bracha? Everyone knows the bracha. But it's very possible that you lit, or you're in the middle of lighting, because you might have made a mistake and thought you were supposed to say the bracha afterwards. So what are you supposed to do? Can you still say the bracha? V'hizkil hadlik, once you began lighting, it's not necessarily the time that you can no longer say a bracha. He says, im nizkor lifnei shasim hadlokos kol haneros, l'kuli alma mavarechu madlik hashar. Just as long as you're still engaged in the midst of lighting the candles, you can still say a bracha, which is a tremendous chiddush. Because let's say it's the eighth night. You lit candle number one. Now technically, you fulfilled the mitzvah of Ner Yishuveso. So maybe at that point, you can no longer say a bracha. But since there's still the element of hider mitzvah, you're still allowed to say the bracha just as long as some of the candles have not yet been lit.